the Lions. As much as I said, we have fun at the expense of the Lions. Sometimes, unfortunately, the Lions make it easy for us. I have to come to the defense of, in this case, a particular Lion.
All right.
Especially since this Lion is being picked on in the media by somebody who is from Chicago, Bears country.
Yes.
You check this out. This is, it's on something called the Bears Wire. You know, all the teams have their sports writers who follow the teams. And Brian Perez writes on the Bears Wire. The Chicago Bears didn't face Detroit Lions first-round pick Jeff Okuda in the team's Week 1 matchup, which seemed at the time like a break for the Bears offense. Maybe Chicago would have scored more points had he played. Okuda, who was inactive for the opener, and while he did have a hamstring issue in the week leading up to kickoff, and his performance, and first of all, get this, his performance at training camp wasn't what the team expected from the third overall pick of the 2020 NFL draft. I don't recall. Was there any scuttlebutt coming out of the Lions training camp of Okuda's performance?
I don't recall anything.
In fact, I thought that, going back to his hamstring injury, I thought that he was unfortunately hurt for much of the preseason.
Yeah.
And that's all it was. As remember, it was just training camp activities. There were no preseason games to even judge him. So that's my first issue.
Maybe that's what he's referring to, is that he didn't practice much.
Well, this is how he refers to Okuda further. Three weeks into his rookie season, Okuda has become a legitimate liability for the Lions defense. 3 weeks into his rookie season.
The Lions defense was always a liability.
Come on.
And Brian Perez writes, and he's looking less and less like the blue chip prospect he was lauded as coming out of Ohio State. 3 weeks into his rookie season, and you're writing that? Are you kidding me? Further down into his column, he even says this. 2 games hardly make a career. Really?
Yeah, right.
Yep.
But Okuda's been so bad that it's impossible to ignore the warning signs. 2 games into his rookie career where he's got a hamstring injury. Brian Perez, are you kidding me? The Lions' 2020 draft class, which includes running back DeAndre Swift, who dropped a potential game-winning touchdown against the Bears, is trending toward being a massive bust.
2 games.
Are you 3 games?
Now.
Are you kidding?
Where is this guy coming from?
That's Chicago.
Yeah, well,
that tells you right there he's got a problem.
Need to put some insulation around that bear wire.
Just because his Bears have this lucky 3-0 start again. Remember, they would have lost if Swift would have caught the ball. I get it. I know. And then they were so desperate for a victory this past weekend. What, they had to change out their quarterbacks already?
They brought in Nick Foles, former Super Bowl MVP, to save them. That's what they did.
I'm like, are you kidding me? I mean...
Well, everybody has to write something. That's their job, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know this guy. I don't know how long he's been around. Maybe he's a veteran writer and has seen a lot of things. But you know what I'd like to do if he is a veteran writer? I'd like to go back to Brian Perez's first 2 columns that he ever wrote in his career.
Yes, exactly what I was thinking.
How were those columns, and was he a potential bust because of the first 2 columns he ever wrote in his career?
Let's vet him.
That's just funny. I mean, his first game was against Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, who are steamrolling through all of their opponents so far. And then in his second game, Okuda got his first career interception.
Yes.
I mean, that's what he's supposed to do. That's why they drafted him. Sounds like he's doing his job so far. Yeah, it's going to be some rough patches. He's a rookie, but how can anybody make any kind of determination a few games into their rookie season? That's ridiculous.
Does that mean
in baseball, if some rookie comes up and he strikes out his first 3 times, that's it. All right, pull the plug. He's done.
Stinkeroo. Bust. And then he gets cast against the whole 2020 draft class.
Right, yeah.
It's interestingly enough, in the Free Press online this morning, I saw Dave Burkett writing a column. He follows the Lions. And his column was actually about Jeff Okuda, talking about how he admits there's been a little rocky start.
Yeah.
Because of what you just said, though, Pat. In his first 2 games, he actually plays against the Packers and Arizona Cardinals. He faces 2 of the top receivers in Devontae Adams and DeAndre Hopkins.
Yep.
But again, he gets that interception.
Yeah, he had a few nice tackles, too, in that Arizona win.
And they're quoting defensive coordinator Corey Undlin in this, and he talks about trending in the right direction, admits it's been rough, but he says, there are things we have to correct, but it's early. And one of the things he says, which I think is very key, and I think this is key in any sport, the more you play, the more it slows down for you.
Yeah, right.
He's talking about, because there's one thing that has always been a problem for rookies coming up from a minor league farm club situation getting into the professionals. I don't care what sport it is. The speed of the game is just incredibly top-notch to where you have to make those split-second decisions with sometimes not even thinking. You just do it because you know what to do because you react to it.
Yeah.
And it takes time to get used to that. But, yeah, so as I said, you know, as much as we pick on, as much as we have fun with, my goodness, it is time to come to the defense of Jeff Okuda and the Detroit Lions.
We're allowed to make fun of the Lions. Bears writers are not.
Exactly, and that's another thing, too. Exactly right. You have enough things on your own team to make fun of there, Brian Perez. You stay away from our Detroit Lions.
Yeah. Get that guy in the free press to do something about a Bears player, maybe. Find their weak link.
Oh, that's okay. We will.
All right.
We'll just do it about the whole team and the town, for goodness sakes.
Haven't they had a problem with quarterbacks, switching quarterbacks in and out?
Yeah, that's what they did.
They already had to switch quarterbacks.
I thought they were solid in quarterback.
Yeah.
Guess not.
Well, but they are 3-0. Yeah.
They are. You have to say
you
that.
You think you'd want to write about your 3-0 team rather than worry about somebody else.
When do we face the Bears again? Do you have the schedule?
Right behind you.
Pull off the wall here.
We hope it's maybe, is it November? Is that Thanksgiving?
Let's see. December 6th.
Oh, December 6th.
Okay. 1 o'clock game, and of course, it will be even at Chicago.
Yeah.
So we have a chance to...
Well, let's hope Okuda has a great day that day in Chicago.
That's what we're hoping, you know. Interception, maybe a pick six. Take that, Brian Perez. That's what we're hoping for. Anyway, it is 6:50 on WSTW. Yes, we'll defend honor when we have to.